This was the moment when South Africa's last white leader signaled the end of apartheid.
I wish to put it plainly that the government has taken a firm decision to release Mr. Mandela unconditionally.
In a speech to Parliament, Frederick Willem de Klerk, or FW as he was known, stunned the world. He freed Nelson Mandela and promised equal rights that would lead to South Africa's first fully democratic elections.
If we did not take the initiatives we took, I have no doubt in my mind that we would have reached a point that the majority of all the people in South Africa would have taken hands with the total international community and would have united behind one common goal, and that is to overthrow the regime. We avoided that.
There's Mr. Mandela, Mr. Nelson Mandela, a free man.
Within days, anti-apartheid leader Nelson Mandela walked free after 27 years in prison.
We pray for God's guidance. I thank you.
A deeply conservative Afrikaner, FW was never known as a reformer, but he'd come to realize in his own words that to cling to power for the white population group means facing a revolution.
We must find a way in this country as blacks and as whites to live together in peace.
Revolution almost came anyway. The black townships erupted in violence. Hardline Afrikaners threatened bloody revenge. Lengthy negotiations resulted in a non-racial constitution and mostly peaceful elections in 1994. Millions of black people voted for the first time, endorsing the African National Congress and Nelson Mandela as president. As the man who co-wrote The End of Apartheid, de Klerk shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Mandela. He later chaired the Global Leadership Fund, promoting good governance worldwide. To many within the ranks of his Afrikaner people, FW was a traitor to the end. History will remember a leader who knew that white supremacy had run its course.
Live now to Fumita Miller, who joins us from Johannesburg. Fumita, how are people reacting to the news that FW de Klerk has died?
Well, there certainly is mixed reaction around the death of the former president. He, of course, remained a symbolic leader of an Afrikaner community that, to some extent, felt betrayed by some of the choices he had made. But amongst many black South Africans, especially the young, they say he was nothing less than an apartheid criminal. Just as recently as 2 years ago, the former president refused to acknowledge that apartheid was a crime against humanity. And then after some intervention, he backtracked to some extent. But it was a very complex situation. This was a former leader who, from a young age, was part of the a conservative Afrikaner organization, the Broederbond. His own father was a member of cabinet for the National Party, of which he was a member too and went on to be president. This isn't necessarily somebody who was a reformist, but rather a pragmatist, in that he saw the writing was on the wall and that to avoid entire political chaos, some sort of agreement or negotiation had to be had with the political parties in South Africa who wanted a democratic society. So FW de Klerk won't necessarily be missed by many people, but he's acknowledged for the role he played in terms of that democratic transition. But there are also people today who say that he never paid for what he was responsible for. During his presidency in 1992, the Boy Patong massacre took place, where dozens of people were killed in riots and violence in the Boy Patong township, where the Inkatha Freedom Party was blamed. But there were also accusations that the army and police, at the hands of the state, participated in that violence. So quite a controversial figure, but still recognized as somebody that led that transition to democracy and, of course, won a Nobel Peace Prize.
OK, Fumita Miller there, live for us in Johannesburg. Fumita, thank you very much indeed. Well, also in Johannesburg is Thembisa Fakude, a political analyst and senior research fellow at Africa-Asia Dialogues. And it's good to have you with us on the NewsHour. How do you think F.W. de Klerk will be remembered?
Well, he'll be remembered differently by different people because of his role as the last apartheid president. But having said that, there is also a sizable number of South Africans who will remember him fondly, having done what most of his predecessors failed to do, that is, initiate political discussions with the African National Congress on behalf of black people in South Africa. So there is that sizable number of people from both sides, from both the blacks and the whites, who will remember him fondly. But as Fakhmida said in that report, many young people do regard him as part and parcel of the old group of racist Afrikaners who oppressed their forefathers.
Did he ever express regrets for the apartheid system that he helped to usher out, or did he stand by it?
Well, in the last days, he was caught in a number of controversies, trying to whitewash apartheid and trying to whitewash what the Afrikaners committed in the past. But he was forced to backtrack after pressure from various youth organizations in South Africa. But in the earlier days, when Mandela was still alive, he was quite out front in terms of explaining the role of the Afrikaners in apartheid and how that was wrong. And that led him to embrace the political trajectory that he later embraced. So there were mixed emotions. No one really understands why, at the later stage of his life, he started attempts of trying to whitewash the Afrikaner participation and, indeed, apartheid.
In terms of his legacy, because there's almost a contradiction there, whether he truly wanted to end apartheid or just saw it as inevitable and it was a pragmatic choice. Does the work that he did in helping establish the first post-apartheid government, is that likely to be recognised in future generations, or is there still some kind of a tussle over the role he has played in South Africa's history?
Unfortunately, his last actions will, to an extent, absorb that very important part or contribution of his life towards the democratisation of South Africa, because he started making a lot of mistakes. One doesn't really know whether it was age or he really meant it, but his last utterances, particularly in public utterances, will to an extent, overshadow his very important contribution, by the way, because a number of his predecessors failed to do what it did. He was indeed very brave. I missed backlash from his own people to go ahead and engage in political transformation. So we'll have to wait and hear what the South Africans have to say in the next coming days. But suffice to say that there will be mixed reactions from South African community.
There will indeed. Thembisa Fakude, great to get your views. Thank you so much for joining us on the Al Jazeera NewsHour.